on last week's episode.
Oh, these are the Whackums.
The Whackums?
Yeah, well, yes. It does sound like a good plan. I will take that under advisement.
I'm enhancing my ability.
You cocksucker.
I think if we get swole after we get drunk, we'll puke.
Get good, scrub.
I don't think this is very safe.
Oh my god. Can I just get a mulligan?
That's still more than I got from winning the whack-a-mole game. I just want to...
Still mad about that.
Want to throw that... it's bad. It's leveled bad.
Yes, Shelly, you have been forever cursed to have limp dick.
Could be worse.
I literally said, what am I scared of, a mimic?
Yeah.
And this guy was like, yeah, bet.
Friggin' wicked.
Ooh. Gluck on Maine.
All right. Let's start off with a constitution roll for everybody.
Oh.
What do you mean?
For the hangover?
A check or a save, sir?
Let's do a save.
Oh.
Everyone gets a plus.
Cool. So 24. 24. You cannot give me a hangover.
Grammy 20.
25. I didn't drink last night.
Now give me a charisma check.
Okay. You do not get the plus 4 to this.
6.
23.
17.
8.
Okay. So, you all went to the Airbnb with Quirkle's cousin, Quill, and... set yourselves up, decided to go out for the night, and you went and hit up that bar, the Eagle, that was nearby Briggs Bazaar. Bazaar still hasn't shown up yet at that time, but you went there, had yourselves a pretty good time, got pretty hammered. Luckily, though, your paladin kept everybody up with water, so nobody really has that bad of a hangover. Thank you, Haven.
Cheers.
Thank you, Haven.
Aarakocra B&B. Sorry,
nice.
I was trying to come up with a fantasy version of Airbnb and Aarakocra B&B. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
There was a small scuffle that had happened with some of the bar patrons between Shelly and Giddy.
Uh-huh.
It's really unknown what had happened, but there was a bit of a scuffle and you all kind of ended up getting kicked out.
My bad.
No, it's okay. Sometimes you're at a bar and someone gets drunk and they're like, I hate your fucking face. And there's like nothing you can do about it, you know?
They were being super racist towards Shelly and I.
Gosh.
Just because we look like animals.
And unfortunately, Shelly was also shedding a lot of the stone from their stone skin.
That is kind of rude.
Yeah.
Sometimes you shed your stone skin.
On the bright side of that, though, when they kicked you out, you hadn't paid up yet, so got a free bar tab on it.
Yo, let's go.
Probably can't come back, but it's a fair deal.
We're leaving this plane in the rear window anyway, It's fine.
Speed run.
So, you're up the next morning, you're outside waiting, and this little one horse with a wagon, a little bit of hay in the back pulls up with a kobold. With a, let's say, a very fancy Napoleon-like hat.
Hmm.
It was like, howdy, y'all. You must be the people that my cousin said needed a ride to. Y'all need to go to Afterthought, right?
That's our first stop. Yep.
First stop is Afterthought. Oh, you need to go further than Afterthought? Where's the place y'all... Like, where's the final destination?
Well, we're doing a bunch of adventuring. Hopefully, this first stop is our last stop, but I'm skeptical.
It's a scrap forage, actually,
we're trying
to get to. Just in this leg. We're sightseeing whole continent, but scrap forage is really all we can ask for from you.
Well, shoot. I mean, that sounds great. I'm all for it. The only thing that might be a bit of an issue is when we get past Scrap Forge, my rates will double at that point. But I believe that they're going to be fair.
What's the rate to Scrap Forge?
Oh, it's about 5 gold a day.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, reasonable.
Oh, wonderful. Please, come aboard my my wagon.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Quill. My name's Quill.
Quill, right.
Now, are you sure this wagon and that one horse is going to pull the whole load of all of us in the back?
Yeah, I believe so. Why, do you think you're a little too heavy?
Well, I mean, it's just 4 of us, and a couple of us are huge.
Do I need to get a... you think I should get a...
I don't know. Wait, well, we'll try it.
Why don't we get in first, and then... I trust you as a professional that you will know if we need extra help. Like, yeah, come on, Shelly, don't tell them how to do their job.
I just didn't want to break anything.
Well, go ahead and climb on aboard, and, you know, if we need to add a second team member in, we'll add a second team member. Don't worry.
All right, they climb up onto the cart.
Yeah,
let's go.
All right.
Hop, Shelly. Hop.
So you
wanna... I'm in.
You know what, actually, because you wanted to do that, Shelly, give me an acrobatics check.
five.
Shelly, you know what?
You might need to call in that other horse. I don't know about this.
Shelly's having a hard time getting in. They're still very stiff from being turned to stone.
It's stone skin.
Yeah. And you know what, Shelly? You were absolutely right. You are very, very heavy.
Here, it's take my hand. Fault.
Quill's going to also come and try to give you a lift up. Gosh, you are a very strong type of individual as they try to help push you up. Go ahead and roll with advantage.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, dirty 20 that time.
All right. This time you're able to go ahead and climb aboard.
I was just playing. I can get in there. It's no problem. We're good.
Not a good omen for the start.
Did you say not a good almond?
Yes.
What's that?
An almond is like a nut. And you weren't being a very good almond.
Okay.
I don't know.
Please. Can we just drive?
We can drive and talk at the same time, Haven. I don't know.
Yeah. Quill's going to go ahead and head up to the front, and you're going to see him pull something out of his pocket. He's going to whisper something into his hands. And you're going to see a puff of magic come out, and then out from his hands is going to emerge a second horse.
Oh.
Which he will attach to the wagon and go, all right, this does look like it's going to be a two-horse job. So, yeah, let's get on riding. Let's go. Unless there's anything else y'all need. Anything else y'all need before we head out?
I don't think there's anything left for us in this town. We should probably keep going.
We burned some bridges.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. This is a pretty nice place. Hopefully you can mend them at one point. And he'll go ahead and he'll hit the reins and we'll start trotting along.
This guy's incredibly perky.
So, Quill, you know anything about this town we're coming up on?
Yeah, there's a few things I know about Afterthought. First thing I'm going to say is make sure you got your weapons at the ready. You're going to want to have that at all times.
Always.
Make sure that with your purses, if you want, and he'll dig into his bag next to the side of him here, and he'll hand you out small lengths of twine. Like, it's very finely braided twine, too, so it's not something that can easily be, like, ripped or broken.
Oh, great. It's like a friendship bracelet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I view it as our new budding friendship to do that. So
we're friends now.
Wow. Yep, I agree with that. So what I would suggest, though, is you take that and you tie it to your purse strings just in case somebody comes along and steals it from you. Quite happening over there. Mm-hmm. So the big thing about Afterthought is there's one rule. Whoever holds it owns it.
Sure.
And that's it. That's the only law in Afterthought. So just be wary, you know. It's an interesting place. It's a place that there's no like overseeing lord like we have here in Ringsburg or anything that we have like the guard or anything like that. There's none of that there. Everybody's all autonomous.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And that makes them all thugs and criminals instead of like
it could be the other way around.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure what you mean. What do you mean they're all thugs and criminals?
What you say that all they're going to do is steal from us the second we walk into town?
That's not what I said at all.
Oh my god, you hear that?
What's happening?
Creature?
sorry about that.
What you got in this cart besides us?
You're going to see that in the cart, there's actually a couple of rats. He's like, I'm so sorry. And he's gonna pick up the rats, and he's like, I apologize so much. He's going to put them inside of his bag again. He's like, they like to sneak out every once in a while. You know, their brothers are kind of pulling the cart at the moment, so, you know, they like to keep an eye on each other.
What?
Well, what are their names?
Up front is Sconce and T, and then inside there is Trevor, Mikhail, and Bartleby.
Was Bartleby the one that was growling?
Yeah, Bartleby is having they're going through a phase right now. They're like kind of in the teenage years of their being a rat, so they're kind of like angry at everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do I know how that is?
Yeah, I'm, you know, it's a tough time, but we're going to get through it.
Always do.
Sorry, back to my point that you gave us things to cover our purses and stuff, and you just like don't hand anything off to anyone because they will steal it from you.
I mean, yeah, they totally can, but that doesn't necessarily mean that every person there is all a thug or a thief or such. That just means that there are some that are there and there is no prosecution from a law state to be able to help you out.
If they are holding it, then is it, does stealing imply illegality? Because if the rule is if you hold it, you own it, and if they end up holding it, then they own it, so it's not stealing?
Yeah, because then how are you going to be able to prove it?
Right.
And to whom?
Exactly. See, now you're getting it.
Well, as long as people don't stick their fingers inside my shell, then there won't be anything for them to hold.
All right.
Well, we don't need to stay there for that long, if at all, other than to make sure what we need is not there.
Right. So anyone know any cart games?
I have one.
We could hide a needle in the hay here and then try to find it.
Sorry?
Like finding a needle in a haystack.
Right. Why?
Just to pass the time.
It takes a while, so that's why it passes a lot of time. I have a needle if you want to try.
Or we could go through the alphabet on all the signs we pass.
You know what? I regret bringing it up. Maybe let's just sit in silence for a while.
Oh, my God.
We have punch three, too.
Like you go see ahead. A tree and you punch somebody?
Absolutely. You might like that one, Haven. You love punching.
I don't love being punched, per se.
That's why you gotta see the trees first.
Well, then you have to see all the trees.
Yeah, I'm good sitting in silence. That's fine.
Oh, my God. Can we three play a game then?
I'm a three. And I punch Shelly.
See, that's how it's supposed to work.
I am spending my time just doing things with my hands, trying to see if I can move things with my mind, just practicing these new skills that I've learned.
Do y'all ever do that thing where you just watch out the side of the cart and you see, imagine there's like a little guy running and
imagine
jumping
the little guy
the
running and jumping
stuff.
Across things and like swinging from trees and yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes so he's faster than you.
If we must sit in silence, that's a thing we can all do individually in our own heads.
Oh, a three! And I punch Shelly.
Honestly, I would recommend both of you sit in silence at this point for your own safety.
Oh, good grief.
All right, who wants to be lookout for the group?
I will, since I'm looking out for trees.
All right, give me a d6.
Oh, a d6. Three. For three!
Okay.
Why'd you say it like that?
Already? A three!
So, you go through roughly halfway to Afterthought. The entire time, it has been peaceful, quiet, serene. Lovely plainscape, few trees that are about, not much forest. If anybody would like to give a perception check, you're more than welcome to.
How long was this? Is this ride expected? By the way, just like how long is it going to take us to get to Afterthought? Is it just like a day trip or?
It's going to be more like 2 days.
Okay.
19.
19?
Three. For okay. Tree.
Well, Haven, you see a tree.
Yeah, there's a tree.
Ow. Oh, you are playing punch three.
Giddy, at one point in the sky, you swear you have seen visage of a dragon.
What kind of dragon?
This is pretty high up, so you weren't able to, like, put on a lot of detail, but you could see it looked black.
That's a bad color.
We don't know how big it was, though. It was kind
for dragons.
Of far away.
But the day ends, and Quill will pull off to the side of the road. Like, well, we're all going to go ahead and make camp out. If you wouldn't mind, if some of you mind going and getting some firewood for me, I appreciate it.
Quill, do you normally see dragons around this part?
No. I mean, we would when we start getting closer to Scrap Forge, but not really around these parts.
Would there be anything that looked like a dragon? You know what? I'll let you know if I see it again.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be good if someone kept eyes out for a dragon to come, for sure. Yeah. But I don't know much about that.
I'm spending this time getting the hut ready, the tiny hut.
Oh, okay.
It's a one-hour ritual.
Is it really?
Is it?
It's 10 minutes, isn't it?
10-minute ritual, sorry.
Yeah, my God. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'll do firewood. Sure.
Anyone else?
I don't have an axe. Anyone? Does anyone have a weapon? I don't have a weapon that's good for cutting wood. I guess I'm just picking up shit. Fallen debris, I guess, is what
right,
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Unless anyone has a good weapon for it.
All right. Avon, go ahead and do an investigation.
That's fine. I'm not as bad. I'm mediocre at it. Oh, dirty 20. Let's go.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Avon, you find quite a bit of kindling and some firewood sticks. At the same time, you also find a small pouch. But yeah, you find those things. And by the time you get back, you can see that Quill has gone ahead and made a fire, and they are also casting a ritual spell at the moment of a lower version of Hero's Feast. Ooh. So y'all can have dinner.
That's wild. This is
a great deal.
Is this guy... Hey, is Quill a paladin?
No, I'm not a paladin. Mm.
Sorry, just your horse thing. I've seen that before, the horse thing, and now the sort of this is a divine sort of meal thing. It's fine. Yeah. No,
well,
I was just...
You can actually notice now there are no horses anymore.
Right. That's how the horse thing works from my experience. So yeah.
That's forever.
No, not paladin, not at all. Nope. I'm just one that's in tune with nature and just one that goes across the lands.
Sure. I'm going to do an insight check on that, but I do know what that means. Great. Cool. Natural one. Yeah. That's, yeah, for sure, I believe.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. Love trees or whatever. Cool.
Well, great. Well, there's dinner for y'all. If there's anything else y'all need from me, I'm just going to be over there in my tent. And he's going to pick up his things, move over to his tent, and you can see he's pulled out. Looks like to be, I guess, kind of like a graphic novel reading while you can see him every once in a while take treats and kind of put it over his bag, and you'll see a rat pop up every once in a while and take one. It's always a different rat every time.
Okay, just don't die in the middle of the night, right? That would be really inconvenient for us.
Yeah, just yell.
No promises.
Oh, my God.
Who said that? Shit.
The conscience inside you is said
oh,
that.
God. Anyway, night-night. Just go to sleep.
Wonderful. Then, well, we had Giddy do perception checks for that. Let's have... Shelly's been rolling bad. Let's have Brash. Brash, go ahead and give me a D6 to see what happens in the night.
That's a one.
As far as I know, nobody was doing watch. So,
correct. We can't be attacked inside the hut. Mm. Therefore,
but
we did not need a watch.
Quill's.
Hey, that was his choice.
Yeah,
he's one with nature and shit. They're one with nature and sure. Whatever.
While you all have been sleeping, you can start to hear the sound of rustling, very quietly though. As you can hear it get very slightly louder as it's like kind of getting closer. But it's still, it does sound like somebody's trying to be quiet.
That wakes all, is this before we've slept or are we woken up?
This is a chance where you can wake up if you decide.
I have a zero perception, so no. Haven's snoring still.
I have a high passive perception, so I probably noticed.
I also have a high passive.
Squint out there. Anything?
Giddy, Brash, when you wake up, you can see that over the dome, on top of it, stands a giant bunch of grapes.
Grapes.
Think of a thing of grapes mm-hmm. the size of a human with okay. arms and legs.
So, like a Michelin okay. man sort of situation?
Like the Fruit of the Loom commercial.
Yes. And if you peek around, you can also see what looks like a giant pineapple, an orange, and even a lemon.
Bro, fucking Chiquita bananas out here.
Can I see what Quill is doing here?
You can't see Quill. Quill's okay. tent is completely closed up.
I'm going to send a sending to Quill. I hope you're still alive. There's a lot of fruit creatures outside. Be careful.
And then you will see all three of them attack the tent. Proceed to destroy the fuck out of it.
Oh, dang.
Any response from Quill?
Nope.
I wake up the others, Haven and Shelly.
Huh?
What's going on?
What? What's going on? Who am I fighting? What am I killing? What's happening?
You can see the same three.
What the fuck is that? What do you mean? How does your hut work? Can I throw something through
that's
it?
That's what I'm looking right now.
I don't believe that I'm awake
you,
right
you
now.
You all can go in and out of it. The spell ends if I leave the area. But you can go, you can move freely. Creatures and objects are barred passing through it. Spells and other magics can't extend through the dome or be cast through it.
So they have destroyed Quill's tent. You can see them kind of like picking through it. And they've turned around now. And they see the group underneath the hut.
Great. Brash, I think stay here unless...
I'll keep it as a safe spot.
Yeah. Yeah, stay here unless things are absolutely fucking dire.
Y'all can run back in here if you need cover. You just can't cast spells through it.
Great. I'll bring you back some orange juice.
And if you can grab Quill, bring them in here.
Yeah. I go.
Okay. You go. As soon as you go, the lemon immediately jumps with their... massive scimitar, like a two-handed scimitar.
They can't see us in there.
They can't.
I mean, they can see the hut, but they can't see the. So,
they
like,
can't see creatures
if they have any sort of intelligence, they know that there's something
it's
there.
It's opaque from the outside, and it's transparent from the inside.
So, Haven, as you come bursting out, you can see this lemon swinging its sword down.
Yeah, coming to meet him.
And it smashes directly into the hut. Bouncing off, I'm assuming, right? No damage can happen to this hut.
Correct.
After the sword strike hits it, the reverberation causes it to fall back where it tumbles back into a roll. And you can notice that this does seem to be a polished warrior just from the recovery.
Yeah, real polished warrior falling on his ass. I stab him.
All right, make an attack.
Okay. I'm going to make my second attack. Dice is going away.
Farewell.
Two natural ones.
Ooh. As you talk mad shit about how good this lemon is, you proceed to slash at the lemon, who keeps doing a reverse somersault, dodging your sword. As
okay.
Now the thing of grapes comes up and extends its arms out, where you can see now several vines reach out to grapple you, Haven.
Hmm.
We're going to go ahead and need a constitution roll.
Easy. 26.
All right, that's good. So you are engulfed in these vines, but you can break them out anytime you want.
Yeah. Hey, you guys going to join me or anything?
And you can see the grape is now trying to pull you forward, but it's having a tough time because I'm assuming Haven would be one to just still hold their ground.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of like digging your heels in as it drags across the ground.
Yeah, do you need help? I mean, they're just fruits.
They look kind of scary.
All right,
I'll
do it.
You all go out, please. All
right, who else is going out? Just Giddy?
I'll go out.
Well, let's just get into initiative then.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Where'd all my fucking D20s go? Ghost in my house. Did you steal all my D20s? Where the hell did it go? I know there's one in here.
Oh, ghost of Evan's house. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Can't do a fight if you ain't got no 20s. 18.
14.
22.
17.
All right, Shelly, you are up first. What would you like to do?
Chaos Bolt. Chaos Bolt to the pineapple.
Ooh, okay.
So let me... That is a 17.
Not one.
All right. Okay, so let's do... If it's a pineapple, let's do... I'll just do thunder damage, and it's a total of 17 thunder damage.
You know what happens when a pineapple is struck by lightning?
Shelly, you cast your Chaos Bolt. It slams directly into the pineapple with thunder and shocks it. Blasts it. The booming reverberation causes it to slip. And it falls onto its pineapple stalk. And it's like lying on top of its head now.
Oh, that's good.
As your thunder force has caused it to get knocked over.
Cartoonish.
Stuck in the ground.
It's not stuck in the ground. It's just like it's doing a headstand, but it's doing a headstand on top of its pineapple stalk of it. Ooh. And you can see its little legs just kind of like waving in the air, and its arms are moving really fast.
Not the way it's supposed to be.
And you can just hear the sound of like, there's no way to say this without being gross. You can just hear the sound of squirting. Like
that's what good pussy sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 probably.
Yeah, hell yeah. He squished a juicy piece of pussy.
Right, right.
Okay, well, if any of you speak pussy, then you can understand what they're saying, but you can just hear them talking.
Oh, I speak pussy, all right.
I definitely speak pussy.
Put it in your character sheets, because I don't see it there.
Languages. Aquin.
I'm changing it right now.
Aquin, you're going to call that?
Aquin is very funny, actually.
So
it's gonna be speaking celestial when I'm done with it. Oh.
Either way, Shelly, you've done something really cool, and I'm trying to find a way to jump to it. Anyways, back from that, Shelly, you have embarrassed this pineapple. However, what none of you did know was hiding in the tall grass was the leader of the pack.
Oh no.
The strawberry.
Okay.
As the strawberry comes running out and makes a smashing attack at Giddy, they have entered into a rage.
No.
No.
So, first one is 14.
No.
Second attack is a 25.
No.
No?
I'm just kidding.
Almost got away with it.
All right, so one attack hits as this strawberry has a massive mallet and has decided to squish you.
No.
As the first one slams down, it misses you as you sidestep. However, the strawberry has then used the force of that to spin itself back over again to slam you with the mallet for a second time, dealing you 19 bludgeoning damage.
Does it make a comical bonk sound?
Yes.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yes, I will say that. Oh, damn it. I'm sorry. I have to roll an additional D8. I forgot.
Oh, God.
No, you don't.
Save it.
I absolutely do.
Save it.
Oh, you take an additional 8 damage because it is in a frenzied state. And then I need everybody that is not inside of the hut to make me a dexterity check.
Pussy.
Dex check.
Sorry, not check. Save. Save. Dave. Save. My bad. Save.
Which is, we get +4 on this, right?
You do.
Yes.
Okay. 17.
8.
17.
Ooh. So, everybody but Haven, you were able to dodge this as the seeds from inside the strawberry shoot out. And Haven, you have been seeded.
Just a ridiculous pinging noise as the seeds hit my fucking armor.
Well, some of them have made it into your skin. And now you must roll a constitution saving throw.
Well, at least those I'm actually good at. Fuck. Okay. Dirty 20.
All right, you are able to pass. Haven, you can feel inside your skin the strawberry seed has begun to grow.
Ew.
And the bud of it has begun to kind of engulf part of you. So spark skin has now erupted on your skin and is trying to overtake your arm as the like kind of binds you. But with your con save, you're able to still keep free movement.
Ugh.
But now it is your turn.
Me. All right. Well, this lemon has embarrassed me, so I need. I'm going to hit it again.
Oh, I will also give you this, Haven. If you have like a dagger or something like that, I will give you the ability for a bonus using a bonus action to try to pop that seed out if you want.
Am I gonna keep making con saves? Is that what the deal is?
Oh yeah.
Is it gonna take an action to pop that out of me?
I'm saying I'm giving you a bonus action as long as you have like a dagger or something like that.
I do. I do indeed have a dagger. So yes, let me swing at this guy first, and then I will do that. Okay. Yeah, finally. Let's go. All right. That will do. It'll really do. What is my fucking... Okay, so the first one is a 16 to hit the lemon.
16 does not hit.
Okay, well, the second one is a natural 20 for 30. Yes. So I'm going to assume that hits.
Yeah, that does hit.
So I am going to... Yeah, I didn't activate my shield because I'm going to need that bonus action. So I will do a D8. Fuck it. I'll put a first level. Wait, we're going to sleep. We're about to go to sleep. I'm going to put a third level.
Yeah.
Divine Smite into this.
All right.
Because we're going to sleep and I hate this. This fucking sucks. So... what the hell? Someday I'm gonna learn what the fuck. Okay, so that's 2d8 plus. Oh, so that's 3d8, 48. Okay, so I'm rolling 5d8. I don't have 5d8, I don't think. It's 4. Can I? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just need one. Thank you. Alright, so. What? Oh, shit. Alright, so that is going to be. 16, 21, 28, 36 points of damage. Most of that is radiant, and that's going to be like 11 of that is slashing. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Oh, it makes a difference.
I just figured it out.
Gotta slice him.
Gotta slice him.
Haven. You pull off a ridiculously awesome smite against this lemon as you take your sword and split it right along the rind, cutting it open. Like, you actually split it right between the eyes. You'd cut its nose if it had one, but it doesn't.
Sure.
But now I need a dex save.
Oh, no. He's going to lemon me. I'm bad at these. Help. Natural 20.
Holy
hey,
shit.
You're doing all right.
For 24.
Haven. Oh, yeah. No. You pass with that. Haven, you notice just as the sword is slicing through, you can see bubbling. And something inside you recognizes that, and you immediately dive underneath the lemon, rolling underneath its legs before it splits open, causing the lemon juice to spurt out along the ground, all over the hut. And you can hear it, even in some way feel the burning acid that its blood is made of.
Whew! Great. I roll, and I immediately reach into my, like, reach for my dagger, and I realize I gave it to Brash, actually. I don't have a dagger, so I'm just digging. I just start digging with my fingers, like my gauntlets, into this spot where the seed is, trying to dig it out. I don't have anything for it.
Okay. Let me think here. So there's one of two ways we can go about this then.
Yeah.
Because we
I will do damage to myself with my own
that's
nails.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying. Because we don't have a precision on this, we're going to need to do... I will have to say... Either athletics or acrobatics. Acrobatics will be less damage than athletics to rip.
Yeah, well, I got a 0 to acrobatics and a 9 to athletics, so we all know what I'm doing. All right. What is this? It's a 7. So, 16.
Okay, 16 is too above for what you needed.
Okay.
But I'm going to need you to roll a d10.
Oh, a 10? Oh, shit. All right. Okay. 8, ow.
You take 8 damage as you have to literally rip, take your fingers and, like, open the hole up to pull it out.
God.
And you're severely leaking through your neck now, as you can see this.
Yeah.
So you're going to be at disadvantages now for any dex roll.
Oh, good.
Until you rest.
Sure. Until I rest. Oh, well, we're going to bed. It's fine. Ow.
And now after that, Brash.
Okay, I'm in the hut. I'm like, okay, what the fuck do I do? I can't do it. So I'm scrambling, looking through the bags, and I grab the dagger, and I'm going to throw it at the grapes. Now, I am not visible to them, so I should have advantage on this, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Objects that we bring in can be taken out of it, so.
Okay.
I can throw shit. I just can't do any magic skills. That's a 15.
15 does not.
shit.
The dagger just goes flying out. Hey! Jesus Christ! Whoever that is.
Right past your ear. sorry. I don't usually do this.
And then what happens, you throw the dagger. It goes wild. It goes into a tree, and then you hear a, ow! And then you see a body drop from the ground, from the tree into the ground. And you hear Quill go, God damn it, somebody just threw a dagger into my leg.
You weren't supposed to be up there.
He was my secret to help you, and now...
and then bonus action. I'm going to yell over to the lemon and be like, you're too sour, and what is it called?
Use your
unsettling
ability.
Words. So the next... Okay, roll a d10. Hang on. So you must subtract 7 from their next saving throw.
Ooh!
So Lemon has to subtract 7 from its next saving throw.
Well, Lemon's... Isn't Lemon not dead?
Is Lemon not...
No.
Is Lemon dead?
Oh.
Lemon is not dead.
He's just really fucked up.
Maybe not even that, but you got a good hit on them.
I just split him down the center, didn't I?
Yes.
Now you have two
you
lemons.
You split the rind open.
I see. All right. Damn, that's a lot of damn. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, minus 7, you said?
Yeah.
Minus 7?
Right. To lemon. All right.
Minus 7.
I wrote it down. But after Brash... comes Giddy.
It was
because
the
I had one really good roll.
It was the strawberry. With the comical hammer.
Correct.
Yes.
All right. Let's have a hammer off. All right. That was definitely a good roll. That is math. 27.
Ooh, 27. Okay.
Does 27 hit?
27 does hit.
All right.
I will propose something to you.
Oh, boy.
Listening. I'm about to make some jam.
I was about to say, you can either roll for a second attack, or you can take that 27 and let something really cool happen.
Yeah, I want to make jam. I'll make something really cool.
Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
So...
So I squeeze Marceline in both hands.
You squeeze Marceline in both hands.
And I swing.
You swing your hammer at the same time that the strawberry does. Strawberry swings their comical hammer at the same time. Your hammer, Marceline, it's Marceline version 2.
Yes.
Or Marceline the second, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Marceline the second?
Marceline the second, yeah.
Okay, you take Marceline the second, and you slam directly into the mallet, and you shatter that fucker into pieces, completely disarming the strawberry.
Take that.
Who is now starting to slowly step back and run away.
I'll bet you're a little bit jelly because you're in the jam.
Oh. Boy.
So the strawberry has now ran away.
Oh,
which is probably good. Because that motherfucker had 150 hit points.
That's nothing.
Okay. Next up is the rest of the pack, who actually are all going to start running away, but they're going to make attacks at the rest of you on the way out. So, let's go first with the lemon. The lemon is going to actually sacrifice itself. It's going to take its hands.
Hell yeah.
Grab the two parts of the rind that Haven had split open and proceed to rip itself apart. And that action will resolve last at the end of this.
Okay.
The pineapple is going to swing at Shelly with its...
it's got to get up first.
It is. It flips itself up and tries to charge you with its head spike.
Okay.
So you're going to need to make a dexterity save.
Okay. Well, that's an 11.
So, Shelly, you're... Ooh. Also remembered. Wait a second. Math-wise. You are going to take 30 points of damage. However, I've just remembered you have your stone skin, which means bludgeoning damage is halved.
Cool. I forget how long that lasts for.
It's for another 2 days, buddy.
Wow. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I remember trying. I couldn't figure
out
how to put
your AC. Your AC for it drops dramatically more for every day, but you passed it for this one when I rolled it.
Cool.
So, the pineapple is going to charge you. It's going to smash into you. You feel it, but you just kind of get pushed, or like roll off the side as it just keeps charging through you and into the fucking wilderness, running away with the strawberry.
Attack yes,
you have the you do have the ability for that.
Great. Blah 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 blah.
You're hitting it with your staff.
We do. Yeah. Why not?
Because I don't think you have the feat yet to use as a reaction spell, right? Yeah. Unless the spell is a reactive one.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just do that. Okay. It's probably not going to hit. 14.
14 does not hit.
Yeah.
And then the grape is going to... Well, actually, the grape just going to have to run. It doesn't have anything that it can make an attack. And well, no, actually, there is one other thing it can do. The grape is going to... Fuck.
The grape's going to fuck? Hell
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
The grape's going to fuck. Note to Evan, later on, you need to write down why you wrote this crazy thing for it and to make sense for later. but I wrote... Grapes of Paralysis, and once per short rest, it can release a burst of magical grapes within a 15-foot cone. So,
okay.
Everybody make me a constitution saving throw.
Okay. All right. You have a plus 4 to it?
21.
18.
For me.
A 25.
Okay. No one gets paralyzed. The grapes bounce off you harmlessly as... Nobody just gets like, paralyzed by this.
Normal grapes.
And the grapes you can see after it does this from its like 6 foot stature has now dropped to like the size of a halfling because it lost a lot of its body mass and is now trying to run away as fast as it can.
Oh my God.
But now the lemon has gone off. And so dexterity saves for everybody that's not in the hut.
It's a natural 20 for 25.
Fuck.
Mine actually... Oh, God. Did you add the plus 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine actually wasn't bad considering I'm rolling at disadvantage. I rolled a 14.
Ooh, doesn't pass.
I know, but it was really good for me.
I'm happy that it's really good for you, but it doesn't pass though.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have enough dice for this. I'm gonna.
Oh, good.
Oh God.
If someone goes down, just drag their dead body to Brash. He can heal inside the hut.
Everybody stand back. This lemon's about to go off.
Oh, man.
This lemon's about to
what
fuck.
Shit rolls? 5, 2, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1.
Hey.
23 acid damage.
Ah, that ain't shit. Fuck you.
Giddy takes half.
You say 23? Is that what you said?
23. So, Giddy, you take 11. And they have run away. You can chase them if you want, but it seems as if they are not coming back. And you have a dead lemon person in your camp now.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Are we letting these guys go? Because I can get one of them to come back if we want to. If we really want to beat one into paste.
Are any of them in a line? Like, are they lined up at all?
Are they all running away in a line, perchance, DM?
They are running in a line. Except you're on the opposite side of that line.
Oh, okay. So, great.
They are running parallel to you, then to vertical.
I got lightning bolt one. But
we gonna let him go?
You got a spell to kill. Just...
All right, I'll shoot lightning bolt.
You do what you want.
Lightning bolt.
Which one?
The pineapple. I got beef.
Okay. Yeah.
Dex save.
He has a dex of 12.
Okay. Give me one second here.
Just because I want to see this pineapple blow up.
I mean, Brash did cast a negative 7 to the lemon, and then you had the lemon just kill himself. So we'll put it on this pineapple to see the pineapple explode.
It's just 18. It's probably not going to explode it.
Aw, man.
Well, what do you really know? The pineapple explodes.
So, lightning. So, Shelly, you cast lightning.
You know what happens?
That energy builds up inside you, and because of your stone skin, it doesn't irradiate out like it normally does, and it's like a focused beam this time.
Okay.
Fires out. You use your hands, right? Not your staff, if I remember correctly.
I use my staff.
Oh, you do? Okay, so you're using your staff to point it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Use your staff, you point it, you watch the. You watch the, you watch the pineapple get struck, and it, you know, does the cartoonish. You see, you actually can see a humanoid shape in there, and it does have like a barrel for where the body is supposed to be, for it. and you see it smoke and then just drop.
Oi.
But then roll me wild magic.
Yes. Natural 20.
All right, Matt, nothing go off. Oh, well.
Hey, last call. Last call on these grapes or the strawberry if you want to come back. If you want them to come back.
Yeah, they're not even saving their friend. They're just booking it.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, all right. I'm just saying I could bring him back to us, but... it's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Druid, thanks for nothing.
Ow, my leg, it really hurts.
Look, can I have that dagger, by the way?
You can see him crawling along the ground because he can't move his leg at the moment.
Dramatic. Oh, whatever, you pussy. It does like a D4 damage. I take it out, I give him a fucking 5 points of lay on hands.
Oh, cool, he's all healed up now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that did hurt, but here you go.
I sent you a message. If you would have responded to that message saying you were safe, we wouldn't have had to go through this. Just FYI, if you hear a little message in your head.
I was afraid I would. I was afraid I'd say something, and then it would, you know, they'd hear me up in the trees.
All right, we'll practice tomorrow of you talking back in your head without making your mouth move. It happens. It's fine.
Flip the dagger to hand it to. I go back into the thing to hand it to you. Hey. Nice good, shot. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't tell. I think I did my part.
Hey, man. Nice shot. Sorry. Is everyone's okay at least, right?
I'd hurt a little bit, but I could probably just sleep it off.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a few good berries I can make for you if you'd like.
No, well, if I'm still feeling bad in the morning.
Okay. Hold on. And he goes and he pulls his bag off and he goes, all right, Trevor. Okay, everyone's there. All right, we're all good. We're all good.
Oh, good. That is important. Make sure all the pets are there.
Yeah, I didn't know that the Harvest Kin were going to be this far north. Something must have drove them up here, unless it's an outlier tribe.
It's probably climate change.
What's that?
It's getting warmer.
A hoax. Don't worry about it.
So for the rest, for the rest of the night, you're going to have Shelly explaining climate change to Quill.
Right,
you all
to sleep.
Go back to sleep. Yep.
Great. Shelly is the Al Gore of this.